You're now tuned into the Spidey Hack Voice Over Show with your host, Spidey. Thank you for stopping by. Get ready to enjoy the show.
What's going on, everybody? Spidey Heck is on your dial. How's everybody's weekend going? Mine, to say the least, has been pretty boring, but yet also pretty interesting at the same time. How, you ask? Because I went out last night to meet up with a friend of mine, and we went to a club in Kissimmee, Florida. Wow. People are really, really ratchet. How, you ask? Let Spidey Heck tell you. So I see a chick in the club, dancing and bopping along from behind, wearing kind of like a Speedo-ish type of looking outfit, with the Jordans, you know, ratchet as fuck, dancing along, just bopping along, and she turns around and da-da-dum. She's pregnant. Not just like 2 or 3 months pregnant. No, she looks like she's about to burst anytime. She's about to bust a move and twerk her ass off, and the baby's gonna pop off inside of her and down her leg and out of her jeggings onto the floor and do a backspin. Yes, it was crazy. So this question for everybody out there is, how ratchet is ratchet? Do you know ratchet people? Could you tell me a ratchet story? People are really, really ratchet in the hood, which is fine. I have no problem with the hood. I love the hood. I am hood. But at what point do you release your ratchet and put it back in the toolbox and say, it's time to act and look like a fucking adult? So, this is Spidey Heck, and you are listening to the Spidey Heck voiceover show. So I want to say thank you to everybody again out there in podcast land who's checking out your boy. Much love, and Anchor, thank you for finally respecting me and showing me my props. Much love to everybody. This is the Spidey Heck voiceover show, and I want you to call in. Tell me your ratchet stories or people that you know who are really fucking ratchet. Let's go. The show has begun. Little cricket on your dial, here to make you smile. Orale, what's going on, my people? Are we out there? Are we ratchet? That's right, we are. So fuck Spidey Heck. Who cares if he doesn't like us? We're dope, cause we're ghetto fabulous. Olele. Anyway, Simone, what's going on, people? I hope you guys are having a good day. If not, Little Cricket's here to make you smile for a while. So anyways, I was in the club dancing along with that chick that he's talking about was pregnant. That's my ruka. Don't talk about my bitch like that, homie. She's mine. I'll smack the shit out of you. Anyways, we were dancing and bopping along. Next thing you know, she started having palpitations. She started having the baby. I said, oh shit, baby, let's go. Let's get the fuck out of here. I put in a lowrider. We went downtown. And out was a little baby cricket. Oh, he went there, crick, crick. That's how I knew he was mine. But orale, don't knock the people in the hood. They just don't know any better. You know, we're learning all this new shit, you know? But then again, with all this dumb shit that's out there, it's okay to be hood, I guess. So wretchedness, is it really good or is it bad? Call on in. Let me know. Little Cricket wants to know your thoughts. This is the Spidey Heck Voiceover Show, and I am your boy, Little Cricket, on your dial. So orale, thank you for stopping by, and let me know what you're thinking. Fuckers. Orale.
Spidey! Spidey! I need a recipe for the omelets that you gave me. My son said that the last one tastes like shit. Spidey! Spidey!
Yo, what's going on? Spidey Heck back on your dial. Yes, I'm still here. Still doing my thing. And yes, still searching for the answer for the wretchedness that is the world we live in. World star. People recording fights and people just talking all kinds of thuggy shit. It is what it is. I still talk like that. I have Ebonics in my conversations when I talk. But at what point do you say, I'm grown now, let me start using adult vocabulary? If you say things like, ain't a, funa, shoulda, coulda, oh hell no, there's something wrong with the way you talk. And you need to fix it. I'm just fucking with y'all. What's going on, everybody? It's Beck. It's your Spick. It's Spidey Heck. Spidey Heck. Spidey Heck. Spidey Heck. However you want to say it, I am Spidey Heck. And this is the Spidey Heck Voiceover Show. As usual, I like to say, thank you for the love. I had to say that because we don't show enough appreciation to people. And that, I had to say, is something that lacks in our world. That's why we're so fucking ratchet. Case in point. When I was at the gym the other day, case in point, as I'm leaving the ghetto-ass, ratchet-ass Planet Fitness that I work out at, I hold the door open for, not going to say she was old, she was an older woman, you know, maybe my age, maybe a little bit older than me, but I held the door open for her, and all she does is walk in. Doesn't say thank you, doesn't smile, doesn't say shit. That's ratchet. Because women, chivalry is dead. And guess who killed it? You guys did. But chivalry and ratchetness are two different ends of a spectrum, so let's just stick to the point at hand. So anyways, one must learn that there is a time and a place to be ratchet. At work, not a good place. When you're about to get in a fight with 10 people, and they all have machetes, it's time to get real fucking ratchet. Anyways, everybody, hope you are enjoying the show so far. Again, this is the Spidey Heck Show, and you are listening to it, and I want you guys to say, or call in. If you're an anchor, call on in. If not, then just keep listening for the fuck you're listening to. It's okay. We're still going to get through it because we are who we are. And this is Ratchet World. And this is your episode, Toolbox, with Spidey Heck. I'm just ranting. Sorry. On to the next one.
Baby, what's going on? Spidey Heck, you already know who it is. Maddie Pace coming at you live from the Maddie Mo Show, but you already know, though. I have to call in and tell you about a ratchet story of mine, Spidey. So this is about a time in one night where Daddy, his smooth, suave, exhilarating, exciting, gorgeous self made out with two big bitches. Let me tell you, I ended up making out with these two big bitches, one after another, and it was out of control, because when daddy drinks a little too much Tito's and soda and has some shots, maybe a couple Coronas, you know, some cervezas, I tend to make decisions that I won't necessarily regret, but I will say I add on to the experiences of the Matty Pace life, and there have been quite some. This one is quite fun, though. Here we go. So, here I was at a surprise birthday party for one of the big bitches. It was hilarious. So here I am. This is also a big bitch that I have made out with before, way back in the day when I was actually 21. And the reason I remember that was because it was such a memorable moment and it was out of control. So I was hammered at that point too. I was on a booze cruise in Boston and it was a great night. And she's a phenomenal kisser, I'm gonna tell you. And you know what? I'm not typically into big bitches. Like, it's amazing what I'll J off to, but in real life, what I'll go for, two different things. Though the thought has come across my mind many a times to do this one, I never have. So anyways, fast forward, because this story takes place again while I'm hammered at her birthday party. Now, it got pretty wild that night. The drinks were a-flowing, and I was very turned on that night. I had seen one of my lady friends, and I was like, God damn, I've wanted to hit that for so many years. You were just so hot. And so I was just saying, I said many a times that night after, I don't know, the 7th or 8th Tito and soda, I was like, ah, damn, daddy needs to get it in. Like, I need to have sex tonight. I was very horned up. And so, fast forward, more Tito's and soda, more Tito's and soda, cerveza, more Tito's and soda. Now, I needed a lift home. So that night, I had made a deal with one of the big bitches to drive me home. And I was like, daddy's gonna need a ride. He didn't bring his car. Can you help me out? She's like, yeah, of course, definitely. I'm gonna help that ass out all day. And I was like, all right, sounds great. So the time comes for us to leave. We all gang pile in the car. I'm in the back seat. Now, in my drunken state in the back seat, I was talking about how I wanted to get my dick wet. And so we're getting closer to my house, probably about 5-10 minutes away from there. And I start making out with one of the big ladies, and she cocks her seat all the way back, and I'm just making out with her. And I just hands down her shirt. I'm just fucking grabbing titties. They were pierced. And I'm making out with her. I'm just getting so horned up. Daddy had a raging hard on in the back seat. And I was just grabbing them tig old bitties, making out with her until we hit the front doorsteps. And she's like, we'll eventually have sex and stuff. I think we're both a little too tossed to have sex that night. And then her friend goes, I am so jealous right now. And then cocks back and puts her to like mouth open. And daddy just without hesitation goes on it and Hoover vacuums the shit out of her for about 10 seconds. Now, the second one I made out with, I've never made out with before, but she has made many attempts to try to get daddy's dick in and around her mouth and vagina. Has been unsuccessful, but I was so hammered that I went over and did it, and then I instantly regretted it. I pulled back and I was like, daddy is gaining a moment of clarity. So I then got out of the back seat of the car, went inside, and just sat down and was like, what just happened in my drunken state? And then I passed out, woke up in the morning, shook it off, and lived another day. And since then, I haven't seen the bitches, but it was a great story, and Drunk Matt took over. They are not the only big broads that I've made out with. I also made out with another one at another time years ago, but that's a different ratchet story. But anyways, I thought you'd enjoy that. I just wanted to call in and add my two cents. I hope you're having a phenomenal day. Keep climbing the charts. I love you. I love you and your beat show.
Matty Mo, you sick fucking puppy. Thank you for your input. And remember, big girls need love too. On with the show.
You know, Spidey Heck, I really don't dabble with too much ratchetness. It's something I usually read or see other people doing, partaking in. but I myself, I don't know. I guess I kind of navigated through the waters safely. So I don't really have any ratchet stories to speak of. I'll have to think about it. Maybe I can come up with something. But at the moment, I'm just drawing a blank. Obviously, you have some stories. and I will gladly tune in and check out those stories. But I live a boring existence, my friend. I don't really do anything. So ratchet stuff are things that I see on Facebook. And even then, I kind of don't really pay attention to it too much. It's just wallpaper on my Facebook these days.
What's going on? What's going on? Everybody know what I'm saying? This is Al Capone. And you're now listening to the funniest station on Anchor.fm. It's my boy, Spidey Heck. Keep listening.
Oh, thank you.
Man, it's like this, man. I done seen friends turn against each other over a female. I done seen females turn against their girls for a dude. But this one particular situation where, you know, your homeboys is supposed to respect you and the ones that you choose, whether it be the ones that you pass off, be like this, whatever, though. Homeboys is supposed to respect you and dudes could be ratchet too, yo, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you claim to be homeboys and you say this one is off limits. There should be respect between homeboys and knowing that should be off limits. So who's really ratchet in this situation? The homegirl or the homeboy? Even after the homeboy just told the homie that he didn't want you to touch her, but you went and did it anyway. But the girl that you was talking about, she was feeling for both of y'all. Who's ratchet?
Spidey Heck, explain a time where I've had to get ratchet. I never have to get ratchet. I let my friends do that.
Spidey, what's going on, man? This is your boy, DJ Holmes. So look, you asked me what ratchet things have I done in my past. And so what I did, because I couldn't think of anything, because I don't think of myself as being ratchet. So I'd say like maybe about half of all my friends were like, nah, you're not ratchet. You're not ratchet at all. Or I can't think of anything that you've ever done in your entire life. And I'm talking about people who have known me pretty much greater than 40 years of my life. So, you know, that was like some of the things that they've said. But then there are some other friends of mine, friends and family, who said, nah, you've done some ratchet shit. My cousin said, she said, drink and party all night until the sun comes up. One of my closest friends in life, she said, when the school burned, we left campus and bought Crown and Cranberry and started drinking it on campus. Another friend of mine from college said that in college, I would sneak away from my friends to do things. So I would sneak away or off campus with some other friends to do things I wasn't supposed to do openly on campus. And so, you know, that was basically when I was, you know, discovering myself. And so, you know, I was in love. And so, you know, yeah. And so another friend of mine, also from college, but from a different university, he said, I cussed him out and then walked out of the meeting like I had accomplished everything in life. A friend later in life, who I work with right now, she said, I picked my teeth in public. And then finally, one of my frat brothers, he said, just the mere fact that I have a nose ring and a tattoo on my hand makes me ratchet as fuck. And so those are all the ratchet things that my friends have been able to identify in my life. Don't know what you plan on doing with it, but there it is. Oh, yeah.
Hey little cricket, it's your girl Miss Spicky. How you doing, you rotten little fruit basket? Listen, I just became vegetarian about a week ago, and these plantains, they just don't cut it anymore because my puss is so loose and shit. So I've been using a guanabana for my ass and a papaya for my pussy, and it's been working great. You should try it and shit. Listen, I need to go outside for a cigarette and get lit. You like Newports? Thank God for Newports. Hold on a second, let me go outside and have a cigarette and shit. Yeah. Oh, there's the ice cream man. Ooh, let me get some of that. Ooh, you got pineapple? Oh, you got a whole pineapple? Let me get that whole pineapple. Bitch, get out of my way. That's my pineapple, ratchet hoe.
It's your boy, Spidey Heck, back on the dial. Thank you so much, everybody, for calling in. And much love to everybody out there in the world of podcasting land. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to me. You didn't have to, but you chose to, and that's important. So much love from the Spidey Heck voiceover show. Have a good day, good evening, or afternoon, depending where you're at. And I'm out. Until next time. Peace!